Well, one of the ways that of knowing how things are going to respond in the future is what have we got now? What species are we likely to lose in the future? And just finally, a really exciting piece of news has come out this week, which is to do with the census of marine life. This has been a decade-long worldwide project to catalogue all the life in the ocean, so pretty big ask. And the final results are going to be released on the 4th of October this year. But this week, an initial roll call of what species are present in the 25 marine areas of the census has been published in the journal PLOS ONE. The diversity and distribution of species in areas like Antarctica, the Mediterranean, the Humboldt Current, and the Indian Ocean, to name just a few of the areas, were estimated using known literature and published and unpublished data. Australian and Japanese waters came out as the most biodiverse, and the most abundant group of animals was the crustaceans, which made up almost a fifth of all known species across the regions, followed by mollusks with 17% and fish at 12%. The category of other vertebrates, which included all whales, dolphins, seabirds, seals, and turtles, only came out at 2% of all species. Prime example of how the best known species may only form a tiny portion of the diversity. The inventory has been a really important part of the census project because it not only tells us some interesting information about what lives where, but it's also going to provide a baseline for measuring changes in the diversity and distribution in responses to changes and threats posed by humans, just like, you know, nutrient runoff, acidification and all that sort of thing in the future.
That's fantastic. Crustaceans are the kings and queens of the oceans. We should not overlook the crustaceans and the mollusks. Brilliant stuff, absolutely. Well, we look forward to that release of the final reports in October.
And if you'd like to find out more about these stories and many more, check out thenakedscientist.com/oceans.
From seagrass to sunfish, dugongs to diatoms, this is Naked Oceans.